What the fuck do you mean I can give him an heir? I'm not a fucking broodmare you can go around offering to get yourself out of trouble. I glance around the room, wondering what these men are thinking. Surely they wouldn't think twice about his offer. I am a human fucking being. But the look in Lucky's eyes says it all. He is actually thinking about it. I raise my hands in annoyance and frustration. You know what? Fuck you, Davis. You got yourself into this fucking situation. You can get yourself out. I go to leave before calling out. And if they let you live, don't come crawling back to me. You're already dead to me. I have a million things running through my head now, but the only thing at the forefront is getting out of here. As I am a few feet from the door, the large asshole from earlier steps in front of me, effectively blocking my only exit. I'm about to kick him where the sun doesn't shine and run, when Lucky's smooth low voice calls out from behind me.
Princessa, where do you think you're going?
His almost teasing tone causes my shoulders to tense. That's the voice of the devil. Low. Husky. And it does something to my vagina that screams, fuck me. Stupid hormones and stupid fucking vagina. I don't bother turning around when I hear footsteps come closer. Home. This is his debt, not mine. Do whatever you want to him. I don't care anymore. I glare up at the human wall, trying to intimidate him to move. But he just smirks down at me with a cocked brow. Fucker.
I like her luck.
He nods over my shoulder, but a second later, warmth brushes against my back.
So do I.
A nose skims up my neck, making my body break out in shivers. And not the bad kind. Fuck. I haven't been laid in far too long, and now my vagina thinks it's time to play. Down, girl. Now is not the time to notice the male species, and definitely not this one. Look, I don't know what you're playing at, but I have work in the morning and need to go home. I focus on my breathing, slow and steady. Don't react, Lexi. That's what he wants.
You don't know this about me, since we just met and all, but I'm a businessman, Principessa.
My breath stalls in my chest. He can't be implying what I think he is. This time, I step away to turn and face him. What does that have to do with me? I have no business with you. I watch him closely, waiting for any indication this is some sort of joke. But his features remain the same. Devilishly handsome and brutally cold at the same time.
It has everything to do with you.
I cut him off, my hand slashing through the air before he could finish that word.
Very well. Davis Taylor knows how I work. Business is business. I rarely deal in skin, nor do I usually settle debts for pussy. But I'm not going to lie to you, Lexi.
He gives my body a once-over, but unlike with most men who do it, I don't get the creepy crawlies.
You intrigue me. And I'm inclined to take your father up on this deal.